So my app is a password generator. For me personally, the password generator was important because I've spent the last 8 years in the military. And we have a lot of passwords that we have to remember, a lot of passwords that we have to use, and a lot of different requirements for different classification echelons. So we wouldn't be able to use, say, our last 10 passwords. And after a while, things become so redundant and you forget what you've used. And what it does is it takes your requirement. So if it needs to be a minimum of 14 characters, then you can input that. If it has to have so many special characters or numbers, uppercase, lowercase, you can put that in there and then it'll generate that password for you. It also will save up to the last 10 passwords. And you can choose to delete them before it fills up or delete them all if you want. It wasn't until I wanted to develop an app that I realized that 8.1 is the platform to develop apps. Being able to publish to Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone at the same time, it greatly reduces the amount of time and frustration and just stress. I've been building this app for the Windows 8.1 platform, and I'm sitting here thinking about, okay, how am I going to do this for Windows Phone? With this new build out, that actually, it makes it a seamless transition. So I can do it one time and it'll be available for both platforms. We're moving into this tile environment where everything is right there in front of us and we just touch it. We don't have to search through directories or anything like that. We scroll and we find exactly what we're looking for, and everything is at our fingertips. So the features of 8.1 that I'm planning to use in my next update is the Windows Credential Locker and the notification actions. One of the features that I think would be great that I can use that to implement is setting an expiration date on the password as it's generated so that you can be reminded when your password is about to expire. And then with the Windows Credential Locker, you can tie it to your roaming profile and still keep all of your information safe and secure. So my advice to developers is to really learn it, find out what it can do. And if there's something that you want to do, there's probably a way to do it and an easier way to do it than the hard coding that you're thinking of. When I tried starting some development on other platforms, it's really difficult to do that when everything is so different. With Windows 8.1, you can just do it for both tablets and phones at the same time. You don't have to worry about changing your language. You can just do it. So go out there and do it.